So yesterday we discussed verse 16, or we wrapped up the discussion on verse 16, and this is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and that all these deities that you take as worthy of worship besides Allah, they cannot harm themselves nor benefit themselves. And Allah asks rhetorical questions: هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ, is the blind and the sighted equal? أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ, or is darkness and light equal? In the same way, Allah and these deities that you have created, the figment of your imagination, they cannot be equal. أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Did they create anything similar to what Allah has created? They cannot even create something similar. They cannot even create a mosquito or even a leg of a mosquito. قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Say to them that Allah is the creator of everything. وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. He alone is the one, the all-powerful. So verse 17 now follows, and Allah talks again about haqq and batil. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبد الرابية. Allah sent down water from the skies, so the streams began flowing according to their capacity. The streams then bring up swelling scum. وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلُهُ. And that which they smelt in the fire in order to make ornaments or utensils also has come like it. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. In like manner, Allah expounds the truth and falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the scum, it dries away. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. As for that which benefits man, it remains in the land. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. In this way Allah expounds the parables. What Allah is saying, when it rains, every river takes water to proportionate to its capacity. Bigger rivers, more water. Smaller rivers, less water. But when the river mixes with sand, and when the river overflows and soil gets into it, then it becomes muddy. But the scum is on the top. Momentarily, it would look like the scum is overpowering the water. But in the long run, the water remains and the scum disappears. The same with metals, whether it's gold, silver, copper, iron. When you smelt it, then the scum rises to the top and the valuable metals is at the bottom. Momentarily, it would look like the scum has overpowered the metals, but the scum disappears and the metal remains to benefit people. So haqq and batil is like that. Batil at times would look like it's on top, but that would be only momentarily. Eventually, haqq always prevails. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. That falsehood always will disappear. Sometimes you don't even know where it disappeared to. So Allah gives this parable and this example of how the progress of falsehood is temporary, and haqq and truth will always be permanent. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.